Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
If the devil is real, what else walks amongst us? I don't know, but I did learn you don't put a lion in a cage. We want the truth, just the truth, but you can't handle the truth. Or can you? As we tried to handle this season's finale of Roswell, New Mexico, season 1, episode 13, Recovering Satellites. The AfterBuzz After Show starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
None of you can handle the truth. None of you can handle the truth.
I'm holding back my tears.
Holding back your tears? Zuri, you're holding back tears?
Yeah, or... I like truth head on.
Just, that's how it works. That's why. That's why I feel Zuri's a real one. That is a real one thing to say. And we have so many real things to and thoughts about this season finale of Roswell, season 1, episode 13, Recovering Satellites. What an amazing title as it goes from into Counting Crows, reclaiming the titles from the 90s hit songs that give you that empathetic life. As we talk this episode, we are going to get into the nitty gritty, but it's not me alone. I am your host, but I'm joined by a fantastic panel. As your host, Taran, I have brought to you a majestic panel of other aliens. To all the way to the left, we have Mr. George Corey in the building himself.
Highly majestic, supernatural. Thank you, Taran.
It's wonderful to have you here.
It's been wonderful doing this show, and I can't believe it's the finale already.
It is the finale already, 13 seasons in. I mean, 13 episodes, and it feels like we got 13 seasons worth of information, and the person who processed all the information with the heart of a lion in cheetah print. Zuri Shalice is with us as well.
Yes, I am a lion. Actually, I'm a Leo.
That's that's why I felt that vibe. I felt that vibe. Of course, we are missing the Jim Alexander, as he unfortunately could not be with us for the series finale, but he did watch it, and of course, he had a lot of things to say. His voice will always be heard. Thank you so much, Jim, for being a part of this panel as we finish the season up. We will be discussing many, many things on Recovering Satellites. We will be talking about the truth, because that's what the whole season finale promised us was the truth. We're going to talk about Noah's truth, Rose's truth, Kyle's truth, Liz's truth, Alex's truth, Maria's truth, Isabel's truth, Michael's truth, Max's truth. We have some news and gossip, and we're going to jump into predictions, and that predictions is going to include season 2 and if or not Roswell gets renewed. So, overall thoughts on this episode. Zuri, how did Recovering Satellites sit with you?
I liked this episode. It was a lot of twists and turns that I wasn't prepared for. I still can't believe Noah's this evil alien. I'm so sorry. I'm like holding it up from like 3 episodes ago. But yeah, I like this episode.
And that's what says a lot about you in relationships, maybe. Probably. You're holding on. You're holding on.
Holding on by a thread.
It's done. Let him go. Let him go. Noah's gone. Noah has proven himself to be as bad as humanly possible. And when I say humanly, I mean that metaphorically, because he is an alien. George, your thoughts on this week's episode season finale.
Taran, I expected this to go out with a bang. And I expected to go out with triumph instead of tragedy. But it was a tragic bang instead of a triumphant bang. And I'm devastated because I was so attached to the characters.
Max's death.
Especially Max. So what I will say is, although I'm not feeling good, I'm feeling really bad. And that's what I call good writing, a good show, and good acting. And although it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, it turned out to be a really solid season and finale show.
So you think Max is dead?
He's gone.
He looked dead. Max is dead. Zuri, is Max dead? Dead or alive?
Max is not dead.
Max is not dead. Why do you say that? Is it simply because you don't want him to be dead, or do you have some type of theory on how he's not dead?
I don't want him to be dead, and also no one really dies in this show based on like the writers. So,
especially because you got a bit of Rosa coming back, right? Rosa came back to life.
And even when Isabel broke that picture, we were talking earlier, like, we didn't know that she had that power to, like, move things.
Because we were thinking that might be Noah transferred his consciousness into Isabel.
He's dead, too. People
Noah's
die.
Dead?
Noah's dead.
Max people die. Dead. Yeah, unfortunately, people do die. However, I do not think Max is dead. And the reason being, I don't think so. I'm sure we'll get back into this in predictions. Because the other, Michael and Isabel, did not feel his death. And while they can feel him getting a paper cut, they just didn't notice him dying. I feel like there's way more to that story. And the side story of Max being more powerful and becoming a god, and how it is a historical context of all these aliens who've come down and have become the world changers that they are, parting the Red Sea, walking on water, and all the biblical admonitions that we give, not just biblical references, but just historical context of godliness, right? Mm-hmm. So it's depending on whatever religion you believe, we're going with Buddha, Vishnu, Jesus, and Zarathustra, all aliens in that aspect. Muhammad had this, the angels who visit him, maybe aliens. Whatever religion you believe, the context is all those drawings we see in hieroglyphics and caves and in pyramids, they're all these aliens that have come from this faraway world that's war-torn and ravaged. So, Max, I don't think he's dead. However, I do think that I love this episode. It tied everything and let us know that we want, if nothing else, we want a season two. Yes. And we will get into that talk at the end. There were a lot of twists and turns and a lot of great narrative, and we got a lot of truth. We also got a lot more questions.
Great narrative, not only in this episode, but now it justified the narrative of the season. This is why they spent so much time on Rosa, because Rosa's coming back eventually.
That's why. Now we have a connection with Rosa, and it was a payoff. It was the payoff of Rosa, and none of us expected Rosa to return.
No.
Why would we think Rosa's been dead?
In the grave dead.
Yeah. So maybe that sentiment that no one dies on the show is very, very real. The truth. What's the truth? Guys, did you feel like you knew? What do we think we know so far? What do we think we know?
That Kyle put Mainz in a medical coma.
Kyle put Mainz in a medical coma. More importantly, we feel like we think we know that they're some type of royalty. We think we know that Max is the savior. What did you guys think about that concept?
It made sense to me, using the word savior and seeing that Max is a healer and he's someone who touches people and they heal, and you alluded to historic figures who could do that. So seeing that, I do believe that there was a higher agenda for Max. And I believe, there's so much great writing, I'd go on for hours, but what I believe is that he had this higher calling, which was his higher alien calling, and he chose the calling of Rosa, a human calling. And he discovered the climax of his powers, but decided consciously to go back to the human level and save Rosa, I think, knowing that he was going to die.
I'm a little confused because Noah made it sound like aliens are all evil. Like, you get more energy when you kill. Max, I know that you felt that. But then he said that you are the one that they're coming back for. But if Max is, like, on the nicer side of the killer aliens, then why would they want, like, why would Max be the savior?
Well, that's the concept of any weapon, right? Any weapon is really just a tool that's misused. So a hammer is on the table. A hammer by itself is nothing. It's just an object. Then someone uses it to build a house. It's a tool. And then if someone uses it to bash someone's head in, all of a sudden it's an evil weapon. So it's whatever you use it for. So we've seen Max have the propensity for good and evil. He can destroy, but he can also heal. However, the toll that healing takes out on him seems not to be worth the price, because at this point it does seem like Max is dead.
Yeah, he's the blue. The blueness made him dead. But yeah, it is with the tool analogy, it's also what I see as a nature versus nurture. So let's not forget that Michael, Isabel, and Max were more or less nurtured to be human and to empathize with the human community. They were more inundated. They arrived here at an age where they still weren't out of their eggs. And we had Noah, who arrived here a grown man with a conscious mind. So he felt more alien, although a lower class alien. He knew what it was. He acted accordingly. These people, it's kind of like a dog. If you give a dog vegan food, it could still survive off vegan, but in nature, it probably wouldn't be vegan to survive, right? That's what I see happening with these people. They didn't need to feed off that energy of the kill, because the kill wasn't their survival method in the human society.
I am at a loss to know why they need to kill to drain energy. Noah seemed to be some type of energy vampire where he needed the life force. Well, 15, because he killed one today.
Right.
And also, why would he only need 14 over the course of so many years? So it's just you kill one person a year? Is that really how it worked? I mean,
hold up, Tom. Also... Wait, yeah, he had all them kills, but I never... Did y'all remember seeing him drink nail polish?
No.
Does he not know he could just have nail polish and nail polish, kill people?
Nail polish. Like, yo, wait, what? I could nail polish instead of murder? Yeah, I'm just going to murder. Noah seemed to be an evil person through and through, especially towards the end. Now, how he was able to play it back and forth was very interesting. The truth is Noah's evil, as far as we can tell. The truth is Noah wanted to leverage... Max, Isabel, and Michael, because there's some type of hierarchy, some type of higher power, especially than him, and that the aliens would return for them. That's what we were told. The truth is that Kyle induced Master Sergeant Mains into a coma.
Truth. Substantial truth mentioned by Zuri. I agree with it. That's a clear stab.
Yeah, we have a lot of things came out. A lot of truths were told in this episode. Let's talk individually about their truths. Let's go with Noah. Let's start with Noah. So Noah, how did you feel about Noah as a character throughout the show, but in the season finale?
Throughout the show, I was Team Noah. I just thought he was going to be that ride or die husband, but these last few episodes have been cringeworthy. Even just seeing him, he looks more pale the last few episodes. I don't know if that's them, like the makeup showing that he's more evil. But he just really looks disgruntled and just fire in his eyes every time. And I was just cringeworthy.
We just saw cringeworthy. You couldn't say it better, Zuri. But we just saw the most lovable character on the show. We feel that he's the most hated one now. That's a testament to the acting for a character to play that. And, you know, at the end of the day, the truth about Noah, first of all, we saw the range. We saw his good side, which we know was now fake. He was faking the good guy for the human experience. Noah's truth is the alien experience. He's very aware of their beginnings. There's not a big question mark as there is with the rest of the crew. His truth is that, hey, I'm an alien. I also am above humanity because I have these powers that are above humanity. And he wanted his ride out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So from his perspective, he came to Earth. He's an alien. He got mistreated by his own people. Yeah. But then he saw the Earthlings kill everyone. So he's sitting there thinking, who's really evil? It's not me. It's them. That's his truth. Max's truth is now that, and the rest of the crew was that, oh, these aliens, this bad aliens coming killing all our human people. But that same bad alien saying, the human kill my people. So I think Noah, as evil as he seemed, and I agree with you, Zuri, he felt evil. And that was just really good acting because he felt really nerdy and kind earlier. But his truth is that he was just trying to survive at the end of the day. And I'm not mad at his truth.
So you're giving a lot of credit to Karan Oberoi, who played Noah Bracken.
Yes.
As an actor.
Very, very strong acting. Very strong writing. Writing strong enough for me to see both sides and appreciate them both. And now, although I do appreciate the human side, I'm going to say I appreciate Noah's truth.
I mean, I don't know how great the writing or the acting was, but I will say it was very fun. I will give the term fun to both. Great is something I reserve and is very limited in what I give out and dictate. However, fun, I was definitely amused. Noah smile, that smirk he threw, the here's Johnny. It was basically on par with that. The here I am when he shows back up at Liz's at the restaurant. And even though Liz kind of got the better of him, we still see Noah do certain things. Noah stabs Michael in the neck. With the broken shard of glass, smart enough to still do that, conniving, manipulative, feigns being injured, shows up at Liz's to get more serum and to terrorize Liz for the most part. Then still kind of stabs her, slices her, and runs off. Noah was a trooper. I don't know about ride or die, but he definitely did ride.
He rode, and then also now I'm trying to think about his ruthlessness. although it was for his own benefit, but he did let Max live. He did let Isabel live. He did.
Well, he did. Well, he wanted to use them as levers, so they were no good to him. Yeah. Dead. So I don't think it was out of kindness or any type of sympathy. It was simply because they were useful.
But when he said the whole, now you're having a heart attack. First of all, that was some crazy stuff to just talk to someone, give him a heart attack.
I'm twisting your intent.
I thought he was just going to, I really thought he was going to forget about the leveraging and just kill Max at least. You know, I thought he was maybe going to let Isabel and Michael live, but
I mean, Max seems to be the most important one, so that's the one that gets to survive. We also get a little bit of the storyline again about the world, ravaged world, war-torn world. It makes me question, what world do these aliens come from? What's their reality? Why are they so advanced and yet so much war? And it gives us a sense of hopelessness as on Earth. If this alien advanced technology, advanced powered beings are war-torn, then we're doomed.
Yeah, we're not doing it right if that's the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, there does seem to be a disaccord in their world, for sure, with the division and the caste system.
And what's it over? What's it over?
We don't know.
A revolution? What's it over exactly? What's it about? Those are questions that we did not get from
the truth. That we may never get if Noah's indeed dead.
Well, as far as we know, if other aliens did not survive. Mm. Fortunately for us, we have our own alien, who is ruthless, conniving, and cunning. She works behind the scenes on the board. Her name is Steph Sabra. She will be manning all of the comments in the chat. We love hearing from you. We appreciate all the comments. And we learn a lot from you. The panel is not just us. It's all of you at home. So we'd like to tell you a little bit more.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. If you are watching us right now, make sure you thumbs up this video and subscribe to our channel. Also, if you're on the podcast, give us a 5-star ratings on iTunes and leave lots of comments. AfterBuzz means so much to us and obviously you guys too, so be sure to keep up with us and have a good time.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you very, very much. And of course, thank you to Zuri and her angelic voice. Maybe she's an alien with the magic Midas touch as well. Let's get into Rosa's truth. So here we thought the whole time, Rosa's murdered, Rosa's dead. As in dead, so much so that it basically inspires everyone in that town in some way, whether to hate her, whether to investigate her like Liz, something. Rosa's dead. And then Rosa just walks out of a cave. What were your thoughts on that?
I was not ready. That's all I have.
The second I saw the egg, I was like, oh, she's good. She's alive.
Oh, you knew. When you saw her in the egg, she was fine.
The egg was there. Like, I didn't expect that. I'm not saying I predicted that. But once I saw the egg, I was like, and Max's curiosity to save her, I already knew what it was. She's coming.
Max's demise. Is energy transferred to her? What do you think that's about?
It was too much to handle. Like, the ultimate resurrection, you know, it made me think of when Liz first got hit, when she was shot and he saved her. She was still half alive. She wasn't gone all the way. He just healed the wound. But Rosa, a decade, even though it's the egg, a decade or however long it's been in the egg, I was like, this makes sense. He's going to die. Honestly, that's a lot of power.
I didn't think that she would be alive, because I don't know what's in the egg that keeps people alive. Like, I thought if aliens came in the egg, then it would be something that would be helpful to aliens, not humans. So I was worried that she would be like just dead when she came out. But
that's a good point. Zuri just made me realize something. The aliens all have human bodies, like all of them. I thought, you know, when I think of an alien, I think of something different, like a green
like
goblin
an organism.
Yeah, something like that. So the fact that it does kind of make sense, because if the aliens could go in the egg and it heals them, well, they seem to have human flesh, so then obviously it would work on a human. So I could believe it given the parameters of the story.
But it didn't heal. It kept her in a stasis or a field. And it has a lot of implications for the afterlife and what we think of death if Max is able to resurrect people even after they're long gone. So it's an interesting concept to think about at the least. Kyle's truth. We learn a little bit about Kyle. Kyle's kind of a gangster, but not as gangster as we thought, but more gangster than we hoped.
He's a gangster with honor.
I'm worried about Kyle when he was at the gun shop and he said he's now following me from somewhere in Africa. Did you guys hear that? when he was at the gun. Yeah. I don't know who's following him in Africa.
I think Mainz, right? Because Mainz was sent to Africa by accident. I think that's what he's talking about. But you're right. I was worried about him too, Zuri, because he seemed to be having some sort of a breakdown. And then I thought, like, when he was just basically talking to the gun shop owner, I thought the guy was going to deny the gun.
And he made it cheaper.
And then he gave him a discount. And I'm like, whoa. I mean, they did touch on the...
Son of the
Nice jab at California, y'all. Where do you think you are, California? But yeah, about it being difficult to buy
California.
A gun.
Yeah,
exactly.
And mental health checks and things of that nature. Yeah. With Kyle, let's remind ourselves that Kyle's a doctor and he's taken the Hippocratic Oath, which is to heal and save and not never take a life.
Right.
And so for him to take a life meant a lot, and that caused that breakdown, which we see ultimately he buys a bulletproof vest instead of a gun, knowing he would be attacked, but that he would not probably kill. And he was faced with that decision. And it worked.
It did work.
Were you guys ready for Kyle to tell Liz the truth or confirm the truth about Rosa's father being Kyle? Kyle and Rosa sharing a sibling?
I wasn't ready for her to receive the news as easy as she did. It seems like every time there's a bit of truth about Rosa, it's like a hysterical moment. But it was so simple. And I guess we watched her grow so much this season. She finally felt how someone else was feeling first instead of herself. So shout out to her for growing.
It was inevitable that conversation was going to happen. I like the writing on it. I love how it came up in a time of drama and it came up naturally. It wasn't a forced conversation. And it was cool how it was revealed, because you could see both sides had this strange suspicion, or if not a suspicion, a curiosity. And to see them just kind of consolidate it was a cool scene for me.
Well, that runs right into Liz's truth. So Liz finds out more about Rosa. Liz sees her sister return. Liz finds out that Max is dead. Liz realizes that she's in love with Max. I mean, Liz had a lot of revelations happen. And honestly, when it comes to finding out about Rosa and not being shocked, once you find out people are aliens, I just think that everything else is like, oh.
It's a brush on the shoulder.
Yeah, it's just like, oh. Yeah. Like, you're an alien?
Okay. Cool.
I accept that? Yeah. And then it's like, oh, sheesh. I can accept any piece of information after that. So what do you guys think about Liz's truths?
I'm glad she finally got here. It's been painful watching her to duck and dodge the truth. We've all seen it, and Max has blatantly given it to her. I'm glad she's finally on the same page.
You know, I feel the same sentiment. And seeing not only the truth, but seeing her as a person... She almost felt at ease by her. Now I know why she was holding out on Max a little bit, because she perceived him as part of the murder, or if not the murder, of her own sister. You know, he was there. She saw what happened through his vision to her, and seeing her come full circle and be able to face her sister's grave and say, you know what, but I still love him, and admit it for the first time out loud. I felt like her coming to journey was fulfilled tastefully in the finale. And it was mirrored on Max's side too, when he basically made the sacrifice he did. Also, Tron mentioned about Noah talking to him about being a god. And I felt like once Max owned being a god, getting the lightning and stuff, he was able to come to terms with himself too and tell his siblings forget about the past. So we saw that being mirrored on Liz's side, both of these characters. So seeing Liz in this state, in her not only her truth, her collective truth with what happened and with Max, was a really kind of finalizing moment for me. And I really appreciated it.
Well, they had a lot of truth and truth bombs that dropped on. I don't know how Liz is going to receive Rosa. What are your thoughts? Is Liz going to accept Rosa? Is Liz going to reject Rosa? Is Liz going to question Rosa's return?
I think she's going to question her return, but I don't see her rejecting her. I think she literally said at her grave, I wish I could tell you about this and how crazy it is. So I think she's more than excited to have her sister back. But I do think she's going to have a lot of questions.
Yeah, she's been fighting for her sister the whole season. I don't see her at all resenting her for coming back.
I hope she asked questions like, hey, Rosa, what happened with what was this? What were these clues? Yeah. Why did you hide them? I hope she asked questions.
Oh, no, they better go back to her backpack that confused me and pull out every item and explain it to us writers.
What pencil is this? Let's get into Alex's truth. Alex had a lot of truth bombs, too. Alex revealed his love for Michael, which we knew, but they never haven't spoken it. Alex also realizes that his father is the person who killed Kyle's dad for certain. We see the video. How did you feel about Alex's truths?
I feel bad for him. I feel like he's just a little too late. And we see Michael kind of moving on closer to Maria. We finally found out that Maria feels the same way about Michael. And Alex is just, it's looking really bad for him. I see a lot of heartbreak in his future.
Bro, when I saw Alex sitting on the trailer, I think he was looking down at his watch, I cried a little. Yo, it was sad. Alex is the one character who just, someone has to take an L on. I just realized I'm dressed like I'm at a funeral in Max's side. It made sense.
But, you foreshadowed
it. Yeah, I did foreshadow. But that was, it sucks, but someone got to take the hit. And usually it's the good guy, nice guy. So Alex, you got to hold this L, bro. Like, Michael is, like, looks really attracted to Maria right now. You know what I'm saying?
Last guy's finished last, as we all find out.
But I think he taught us something. I think it's speak your truth early and be true to yourself, because this could have been prevented.
You heard that, Booth? That could be us, but you're playing. So let's talk some Maria's truths. Maria had a couple truths.
Right. We found out that she really likes Michael. And at the end, we also saw that she noticed that Michael's hand was fixed. So I don't know. We might be finding out some more of truth. That's my prediction. So
that's the thing. But the truth of Maria's truth is that she's in love with Michael, and that was something that was hard for her to admit to herself.
Yeah, I'd say that was the one thing I liked, how it was revealed towards the end. You know, that intimate scene at the bar. But for some reason, I feel unfulfilled with Maria this season. I thought there was a little more to happen with her, maybe something with her mom.
Something supernatural, possibly.
Something
because
supernatural.
Because we find out she can kind of tell the future, and then nothing
they
really
comes
out. Teased
it all. It was anticlimactic. And I just think that at the end, that was the only kind of inconclusive story that I wasn't satisfied with in this
The loophole
episode.
That remained. Let's get into the siblings, right? So we get Isabel, Michael, and Max. They all have their own truths. Isabel's truth is that she actually did love Noah, and she tells him at the end that she didn't. Isabel could possibly be Noah because she just demonstrates a power that she did not have before. Isabel finds out more about her past and her connection with Noah and the rest of her siblings. What do you think about Isabel's truths?
I like that we finally found out. I feel like earlier in the seasons, we were like, how did Noah and Isabel meet? We wanted to really know.
Sure.
And I'm glad that we finally found out. Unfortunately, the circumstances of how they met is very tragic. But yeah, Isabel's truth, it's looking really great now, because I feel like now she doesn't have much of a storyline outside of being an alien.
I just felt like, Isabel, you put me through too much this season, this whole Noah question mark. I get it. He's this evil alien and we didn't know. But you also didn't really, like, come forth to him. And you're saying the last thing that you said was a lie, but I feel like she's playing herself, which is why I think Noah could be somewhere in her subconscious. Because when she did say, that's why I never told you who I was, I knew you weren't the one. Yo, I 110% believe that.
That was the best acting she's done all season, I felt like. Yeah. I believed her more
I
about
believed
that.
Her so sure. much. So to then say, nah, it was a lie, I think Noah's long gone, but to Ron's theory now about the subconscious and Noah being there, I now think it's a possibility.
Well, he could have transferred at last minute, knowing as he was dying by the hands of Max with the lightning. Right. Max controlled it. I mean, it's possible. Michael's truths. Michael is in love with Maria. Michael has a mom, or had a mom. Michael has a lot of truths that were revealed as well. Michael also comes to be the one who is trying to calm Max down towards the end. Michael was shocked that Max shot the antidote. I mean, Michael had a lot of truths.
I'm happy. I'm genuinely happy for Michael. He suffered a lot. He was an oddball out. And now he definitely feels and looks and seems reconciled with everything. Got to see his mom, know who the mom was. Got to kind of, in a way, although I do see him and Max, maybe in the long run, I still see that possibility. sorry, him and Alex. But seeing him now with Maria just not looking back and not sweating the problems with Alex is a nice relief for Michael. I think he needs that right now. And then the hand, which was dope to me because he didn't want to heal. He wanted that reminder. But when Max healed him, seeing his excitement with looking at his restored hand, I was just happy for the dude. Like, yo, you've been through it all. Now, if anyone deserves it, it's probably you, Michael.
Yeah, we finally saw him. We saw him get liberated from all the things, all of his baggage. He finally let go of all of his baggage, literally, from the hand to Maria to Alex. Even have his secrets and wanting to save people and the issues with his brother. Like, he's finally liberated. So happy for him for now.
For now, because who knows what happens in this future, right? Mm-hmm. So we're very happy for Michael. Michael seemed to be somewhat of the antagonist in the beginning, and now is very much a protagonist that we all are rooting for because we have learned so much about a storyline. And of course, the protagonist of protagonists themselves, Max's truth, we learned so much about Max. Max showed an evil streak as he wanted to basically get rid of...
Was it evil, though?
Get rid of Noah. I mean, he did do it in a ruthless manner, but then he, of course, saves Rosa and perishes towards the end. I feel that Max tried to be that god that Noah told him he could be. What did you think about Max's truths?
He did try to be the god that Noah told him to be, but he tried to be the god for the humans, not the aliens. Noah wanted him to be the alien god and take over, but he chose consciously to use his power for the human cause, which is why he didn't have an issue with trying to kill Noah. Because at the end, he's perceiving him as evil and mankind as good, where it was the reverse for Noah. So that's why I don't even think there was an evil intention in Max. I think there was excitement getting these new superpowers. I do believe, and you saw him just, okay, Michael, I'm going to heal you, whatever. You saw him kind of taking charge with his siblings. Don't look back. We're good. He took this leadership role, and he ultimately took the leadership role for the humans. And that's where we saw him be sacrificed. I mean, the religious symbolism here is so deep. But he ended up being the sacrificial lamb for mankind because he chose to be.
I don't have too many thoughts on Max this episode because I feel like he's been the one character throughout the season who hasn't changed. Like, I've never had any questions about him. He's made his intentions clear from the beginning, and it's never been like a confusion with him. I was surprised that he healed his hand, but I feel like I will say that we saw him gain more confidence. Gain more confidence in the things that he wants to do. I feel like before it may have been a suggestion and then they've said no, it had just been no, but now it seems like he's just doing what he wants and hoping for the best.
Well, he was until we saw him perish. Let's get into some news and gossip very quickly. Roswell, New Mexico. News and gossip. Now, all of us are left wondering if there will be a season 2. And by all of us, I do mean rating 10th in the CW run. The only one that's rated even lower is Dynasty, which actually was renewed. So that gives us some hope. Unfortunately, Roswell, New Mexico was not one of the highest rated shows. However, does have a good chance. We have not heard of anything. And the only reason we have not is because, according to CW, it was a mid-season premiere, which means we will know the fate of the show by May 16th. All of this and more is in IB Times. Please check out that media and culture article. Is Roswell, New Mexico renewed or canceled season 2? Update before the finale. We did get some tweets. Some of the tweets included, yes, the CW has to deal with Netflix so they can look at streaming numbers and make a decision based off that as well to renew the show or not. And then Karina Adley McKenzie writes, no, that's not how it works. Nobody gets those numbers. So all of those stories of how or what or why are not any to play. We are looking at season 2. And of course, we have a lot of concept. Karina Adley also adds, throughout the season, people tell Michael over and over and over that he's their family and they mean it, but he rejects it because there's a void in his heart that they're not filling. A memory, something he had lost. Here she is. And the tragedy is going to inform Michael's character in season 2, if we do it, but a lot. But in the midst of the devastating hello goodbye, I wanted Michael's mother to witness how loved he is and to give him the unspoken approval that Alex will never get from his father. So we have a lot of Michael coming up in season two, at least according to Karina Ethley McKenzie, and that is huge. She is the showrunner, and if she says it's so, then it's probably very much so. She has it on her Twitter. Let's talk predictions. If we get a season two, first.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Do we get a season two? Yes or no?
Yes.
We better.
Okay, strong. Number two, if we get a season two, what do you think we learn about the most? Each of you, please give me two lines.
Okay. Maria tells her mom about Alex's hand. Her mom tells her Alex is an alien. They get to the flower, and we get more info about aliens.
Interesting. That's strong.
Ultimately, what happens because of Max's sacrifice, the humans see the aliens as good. But then the evil aliens come, and we have a joint good alien-human force against the actual evil aliens who I don't think we've seen yet.
Well, my only prediction is we do finally get that missing alien Tess, who we've heard so much about, who's from the original show. I also think that we learn a lot more about Michael, not only because Karina Ethley McKenzie says so, but because the Michael storyline is now the most intriguing one. Alex is down, but not out. Let's get to season two, and hopefully we will get that. But as for this season, it has come to an end. And as it comes to an end, we do bid farewell to each and every one of you and appreciate you all for being with us this entire season of Roswell, New Mexico. Season one. Hopefully we do get season two and find out much, much more and get more song titles as episode titles. And we bid farewell to all the actors, actresses, and writers that helped the show. We thank you very much. We had an enjoyable time, and we are rooting for season two. Until then, where can people find you if you want to be found?
Find me at Mr. George Corey.
That's K-H-O-U-R-I. Thank he waits you, for me to say the spell the last name. And Zuri, where can they find you?
At Zuri Chalice, Z-U-R-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-C-E.
That's right, and that's with a little bit of attitude. But mine is I am Tehran because I am Tehran. All across the board, that's I-A-M-T-E-H-R-A-N. Also find me on a slew of other AfterBuzz shows, hosting a bunch of after shows and talking about your favorite shows. But for now, we bid you farewell, Roswell, New Mexico. We will see you back. Season two.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.